This is Keep On Cooking, a podcast for people who love cookbooks and want to know more about the authors. It's also a great place to get a weekly dose of culinary inspiration to keep things pumping in the kitchen. So grab a cookbook and keep on cooking. I'm Dustin Harder, and this is Keep On Cooking. Hello, and welcome to Keep On Cooking, the only podcast dedicated to plant-based cookbooks. I'm your host, Dustin Harder, and I'm so happy you're here today, or this evening, this morning, whichever it is for you. Just glad you can join me. I'm here doing a little solo episode today. Just me in a book all by myself. I'm real excited. Excited to chat about Annie's Raw Food Kitchen by Annie Fio. Now, if you've been listening, you know I've been playing a little game called Where in the World is Annie Fio? Adding all those extra syllables to Fio to make it fit into the tune there. But I can't find her. So she's off the grid. For whatever reason, I'm going to assume good reasons for her, so I'm happy for her. But I did email her, I DM'd her, I did all the things to try and get her to chat about this book because, as you know, we had Laura Miller. I covered her book, Raw Vegan, Not Gross, and she also was off the grid, right? But fun fact, fun news, little tidbit, if I didn't already mention it, she popped up in my DMs after I released the episode. She listened to the episode. She loved it. She's alive and well. And for all intents and purposes, because I want to live in a happy, shiny world, I'm going to assume that Annie Fio is also alive and well, and she is just doing her own thing. You know what I'm saying? Because I also did a Google search, and I didn't find anything bad. So that is positive. She's just doing her own thing off the grid. So let's talk about it. So this is Annie's Raw Food Kitchen. I've had this book. This might be one of my... So a lot of people, at least... Okay. I think a lot of people, often, sometimes people, I don't, depends on how interested they get in vegan cooking. When they first get interested in it, they sort of start looking at all of the variations of it, right? Whether it's raw food cooking or, I don't know, keto, paleo, I guess that's not vegan, right? But like raw food cooking, whole food, plant-based, junk food, vegan food, all that stuff like that. Like you just start looking into all of it. And when I first went vegan, I really was just so interested in all the aspects of it. And raw food is intriguing to me because I think it's just, I've been to some really great raw food restaurants where they make some magic out of straight up nuts, seeds, and vegetables. And Annie Fio kind of does the same thing. So I got this book along with like a raw food detox book back in the day. And I remember the raw food detox book was not that great. And I also got this because maybe I've talked about this before. I used to be part of like a vegan sort of potluck group in New York City around like 2012. It was a group of us that worked on a Broadway show together. And then we started bringing in people from other Broadway shows or the theater world and meeting like once a month to make vegan food. But it all started because we were like, let's have a raw food party. And I totally didn't follow the rules. I came and everyone made all this raw food and I made like a baked mac and cheese and cake pops. So I just ruined it all basically. I was like, I know you said raw, but like, this is fine, right? And then I really learned what raw food was. And then I got into these books. And I love it. I've never like just consumed a raw food diet and been like a raw food purist, but I like the variation of it. I like being familiar with it. I have a dehydrator. When I use it, I absolutely love it. And I do use it. Probably not as often as like I would like to, but like I definitely use it. It gets good use. Sometimes I go through phases where I make kale chips like crazy. Anyway, let's talk about Annie's Raw Food Kitchen. It says you don't have to sacrifice taste or style to reap the benefits of raw foods. These delectable, easy recipes emphasize fresh, animal-free ingredients and how to include more organics into your daily diet. Chef Annie offers delicious raw animal-free versions of breakfast scrambles, pancakes, chowders, bisque, and other soups, cheeses, milks, lasagna, burgers, cobblers, pies, and cakes. Now listen, it's funny it said milks. You know, it does that thing where it spells milk with a Y, like cheese with a Z. I think it also spells cheese with a Z. Annie Fio is an OG, which is why I was really hoping to find her and get her on here. she was doing this, early 2000s. I mean, obviously people came before that doing raw food, but she has several books out. But this came to my attention because my wonderful supervisor and dear friend, Jill Eckert, at PCRM, we were just on a call one day, on a meeting, and she was like, I just made this pumpkin milk and I love it. I think it's called Beautifying Pumpkin Milk. And I was like, that sounds familiar. She goes, oh yeah, I think it's from an Annie Fio book. And I was like, this one? And I pulled it out. Y'all, for those of you not watching right now on YouTube, I have so many post-its lined up on here. And there are pages falling out of this book. So I really went at this book at one point in my life, and it was early on in my vegan endeavors, because I think I must have got this like 2011, 2012, and I loved it. And I went back and made that pumpkin milk. I've now made it about four times since Jill said that, and that was like maybe a month and a half ago. Like, I've just loved it. It's an easy milk to make. It's like literally like pumpkin seeds, dates, and water. I think a little bit of vanilla, a little bit of salt. So yummy, so delicious, so easy, so creamy. On granola? Hello, get into it. Okay, so let's talk about Annie, right? Annie Fio is on a mission to show you how easy it is to enjoy healthy, organic whole foods that are delicious, simple, and fast to prepare. Using seasonal, local, organic fresh produce coupled with nuts and seeds, Annie creates tantalizing recipes that taste amazing, are good for you, and healthy for our planet. She teaches us why eating more organic fresh whole foods helps us maintain our ideal weight, lowers cholesterol, boosts our immune system, and helps us look and feel our best. Annie learned these principles as a child growing up in upstate New York. Her family had their own organic farm. How nice, how lovely. She was raised on fresh green juices and seasonal produce, which cultivated the relationship she maintains with food today. She spent many years in the catering business and stumbled upon raw foods as a gourmet treat. After realizing the impact on her mental clarity and focus, she was hooked. She continued to notice positive changes in her energy level, productivity, and sleep, and recognized there was more to raw foods than meets the eye. She's been dedicated to the raw food lifestyle ever since. Annie is the author of Annie's Raw Food Essentials, Annie's Raw Food Desserts, and Annie's Raw Food Kitchen. Awarded Best Vegetarian Cookbook in the USA in 2007, Annie has received four Best of Raw 2008 awards for Best Chef, Favorite Cookbook, Favorite Educator, and won Sexiest Raw Vegan Woman in both 2008 and 2009. Excuse her. Annie is the host of Annie's Raw Food Kitchen Show. So that's on YouTube. It's a award-winning number one cooking show on YouTube, this says. And I have looked on there. The videos are still on there, so you can find them. Annie has been seen on the Travel Channel's Bizarre Foods, Channel 7 ABC, and has been featured in numerous magazines, including Food and Wine, Alternative Medicine, Oxygen, Veggie News, Delicious Living, Vegetarian Times, and Get Fresh. Additionally, Annie has developed living food vegan menus for Carnival Cruise Lines, Adidas headquarters, Stomp, and Whole Foods markets, amongst others. Her charity work includes teaching and speaking at events to help raise money and awareness for organizations like In Defense of Animals, Animal Acres, Farm Sanctuary, and organizing cooking play shops for children ages 5 to 16. How cute is that? In addition, Annie volunteers at Project Angel Food, a nonprofit organization providing 1,300 free meals per week to HIV and cancer patients, and teaches underprivileged kids how to garden and make food in urban areas at Community Services Unlimited in South Central LA. Now, that's Miss Annie Fio for you. Granted, this, I think I pulled some from Wikipedia, perhaps some from her website. So we're a little outdated. We're getting the information that was last put up there, right? I'm about to say this sentence that says, keep track of her latest projects. Visit her at anniefio.com. So that's anniefio.com. It has not been updated in a clock tick, y'all. So you're not going to get necessarily any brand new information there. But if you want to get to know Annie Fio a little bit and the wonderful contributions she has made to the vegan raw food landscape, you can certainly learn more about her at anniefio.com. Now let's dig in, sugars. There's a lot in this book. There is a lot in this book. So I'm going to be kind of quick about it because I just want you to get a glimpse of the recipes that are in here, and there's some that I've made. So, of course, I'll chat about those a little bit. But she's got a great introduction here where she talks about living foods and how they're healthy for you, best tools to have in your kitchen for raw living foods, going to the market and how to navigate the market when you're cooking raw. She's got a shopping checklist and best uses for this book, ways to use the book, essentially. Now, she's got chapter one is drinks for radiance, darlings. We've got smoothies in here, the very blueberry, mango lassie, carob strawberry bliss, pina colada, pear frosty, black sesame jewel. Let's see what's in that black sesame jewel, babies. Black, so she's got pictures of her with her cute doggies in here. Black sesame jewel. She says, my mom tells me that Asia black sesame seeds are so powerful, they're known to restore color to gray hair. Wow. She says, I'm still waiting for the color to come back into my grays. Regardless, sesame seeds are a great source of calcium. Now, this black sesame jewel makes 4 servings. It has 2 tablespoons of black sesame tahini. I have never seen black sesame tahini. So already, it's a cool thing about raw food books to me is you definitely get to learn about some ingredients. Like, obviously, I know about sesame seeds, black and white sesame seeds, and tahini, but I have never seen black sesame tahini, and now I want it. I read that, and I'm like, must have. So we got black sesame tahini, 1 cup walnuts, 1/2 cup pitted dates, 1 vanilla bean, 3 cups water, 1 cup ice. Sounds delicious. Blend it all together. What do you got? You got a black sesame jewel. It says we'll keep in the fridge for 4 days. I also will note in here that she's got great little tips. In this one, she gives a tip about deseeding the vanilla bean. And she's got, at least on this one, though it doesn't look like all of them, which is curious to me. She's got the nutritional information on this smoothie, but not on all of them. I just think that's interesting. I wonder why there's one on this recipe, but not the others. I'll never know. Okay, so the next section of Drinks for Radiance is called Shake It Up. Ooh, I want to talk about tahini for a minute. Our friends Rachel and Mike, shout out, hello, Rachel and Mike, were visiting last weekend. They were part of that vegan potluck group I was talking about. And we, different cities, vegan food came up. That's what we talk about, babies. Vegan food, come on. And we talked about a place called Goldie's in Philadelphia that makes these tahini milkshakes. OMG, everybody, go get a tahini milkshake from Goldie's in Philadelphia. I think there's a couple locations. And also it's very filling. You might want to share it with somebody. Don't plan on having a meal after. Just get that and that'll be your lunch one day. But yum, 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 yum. Okay, so the Shake It Up section of Drinks for Radiance. Brazilian carob shake, vanilla coconut shake, strawberry coconut shake, cherry malt, peachy cream, fuzzy navel, carob almond decadence, almond nog, and blue-green power. Let's see what the blue-green power is. I will say what's fun, too, the reason there's so much in this book, the recipes are so short. So there's a lot packed into these pages. And you know, especially for this chapter, like it's all just going into a blender and there you go. Blue green power. She says, I enjoy this power shake every day. And before, or after a hard workout, I use hemp and flax seeds together to balance their opposing proportions of omega-3 and omega-6 essential fatty acids. Look at her smarty pants. The maca is great for rebuilding the adrenal gland, which is our body's center for handling stress. It also counteracts the damage caffeine does to our adrenals. The spirulina helps my cells regenerate. The bananas provide potassium to prevent cramping. So we've got hemp protein powder, maca root powder, spirulina, flax seeds, banana, and water. And this one also has the nutritional information. Very interested why some have them and some don't. Again, we'll never know. She got a cute little tip here on cow-free milk and cream. Basically just talking about how you can easily make great milks and creams without the dairy, my friends. Okay, speaking of milks, M-Y-L-K-S, y'all tell me how you feel about that. How you feel about spelling milks, spelling, that's the word, milks, with a Y, M-Y-L-K-S. We got vanilla milk, chocolate milk, cinnamon banana buttermilk, yum yum milk, made in Mexico milk, chocolate hazelnut milk, beautifying pumpkin milk. That's the name of it. So good, so delicious. Cashew banana milk, praline milk. Oh my gosh, y'all, my puppy is sitting across the room and he looks so cute. Mr. Benson. Now he's looking over here. He's such a handsome man. Okay, so let's look up, what is yum yum milk, do you gather? Let's see here. Yum yum milk. This tahini, sesame tahini used in this milk is a great source of calcium. Plus, black sesames are thought to have superpowers, like bringing color back into your gray hair. So we get the tip again. Look at that. Also has the nutritional information. But two of the four on this page have nutritionals. So two don't, two do. I don't know. We'll never know. So another sort of tahini-based milk. I love sesame-based milk. That's great. And then we just got one juice in here called the Green Machine. So I'm going to assume it's loaded with greens. Mama, let's see. Yep. Spinach, cucumbers. And it says any or all of the following. Parsley, lemon, and ginger. I mean, honestly, that sounds delish to me. Okay, next chapter is Breakfast of Champions. She's making some cereals from here. And I'm going to guess, yeah, these are all being made in a dehydrator. So we got Buckwheat Krispies, Goji Berry Sunshine Cereal, Good Morning Muesli. Do y'all like muesli? Let me tell you, I've gotten into it lately. I have gotten into it. Michelle's granola sent me some. And of course, we ate all the granola in 2 seconds. And I was like, muesli, I think my problem with muesli before is I used to like put the milk on it and then I'd eat it like cereal. You got to let that sit for 5 minutes. There's even instructions on the bag that you got to do that. I'm just bad with instructions. Let it set for a few minutes and then yum, 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 gobble that up. Okay, we got Nirvana hemp muesli, almond cinnamon oatmeal, banana raisin oatmeal, Smart Monkey Bar oatmeal, Smart Monkey Bar cereal. Now, I think Monkey Bar could have potentially been a food business that she was running, I think. So this is not all dehydrator stuff because you've got some just straight up oatmeals in here, which are yum, yum, yum. Okay. She doesn't mention if these were part of her food company, but she did have a food company. I think it was called Smart Monkey. But these are great. Couple different bars to make. And that's just always nice to have on hand. Bars that you know what was in them, you know? She's got a couple puddings in here for breakfast. Carob pudding, cacao pudding, cashew coconut pudding, luscious lemon pudding, fruit parfait, and crepe cream stack. That all sounds yummy to me. Inspired by pancakes, coconut breakfast cakes. So I'm going to guess these are dehydrated, but I guess that last time when I was wrong. So let's find out. So it's got flax seeds in it. Liquid coconut oil. I guess that means you can buy it in liquid. I would melt. You could melt it, I assume. Maple syrup, sea salt, and water. And then, form four balls and flat. Oh, so it's going to be like a sturdier mixture that you flatten into a pancake. I thought you were going to have to dehydrate it, but no, that's a lot easier, a lot faster too. She's got homemade syrups in here, berry-licious syrup, orange vanilla syrup, and vanilla syrup. She makes an olive butter in here and a coconut butter. And then it says chicken-friendly scrambles, so no egg, obviously. Love the Chicks pate, garden scramble, Spanish scramble, and Asian scramble. Now, I believe for this, she's using a nut mixture for the scramble. I think I've made it from here. I think it is yummy. Yeah, so it's 2 cups almonds dry and a cup of sunflower seeds and then sea salt and turmeric. And you sort of like pulse that all up in a food processor and then boom, you got a scramble. It does have water in it too. That's how you're getting it all pulsed up and sort of in that texture and consistency. Did y'all understand what I'm saying about the pancakes? So it sounds to me, because you've got all the flax meal in here and the flax seeds, not to go back, but I'm worried I confused everyone there because I confused myself. But you're making like a dough mixture almost. And then when you have it, you divide it into four balls and then you flatten the ball and you have like a pancake from that. Sounds so easy, really. And I love this take on the scrambles here with the almonds and the sunflower seeds. So good. All right. Chapter 3, fresh salads and simple dressing. These look so yummy. Shaved fennel with blood oranges, poppy seeds, and microgreens. Cabbage, kale, slaw, and simple Greek dressing. Confetti salad and orange cucumber dressing. Spring herb rainbow and creamy curry dressing. Listen to all these yummy dressings she's making. Evergreen salad and sunflower thyme marinade, Asian green salad with super Asian dressing, Thai salad mix with kefir lime leaf dressing, wilted spinach salad with marinated onions and mustard seed dressing, arugula with golden beets and walnuts and orange miso dressing. Yes, please. Spinach salad with persimmons and spiced pecans and shallot lemon dressing, wakame hemp power salad, and black sesame Asian slaw with ginger cashew mayo. Ooh, how good does all that sound? Coming through with the fresh salads and simple dressings. Very good. Chapter 4 is soups and sauces to tickle your tongue. So she starts this out with nourishing soups. It says heirloom tomato gazpacho, garlic walnut soup, creamy portobello bisque, Japanese miso shiitake soup, tomato basil bisque. Yes, yes, yes. Lemon fennel soup. Oh my gosh. That sounds real yummy. Sweet corn chowder. Gotta have it. Spicy cream of avocado soup. Homestyle minestrone soup. And the next section is savory sauces and dips, sun-dried tomato marinara, garlic cashew aioli, miso gravy, creamy almond yogurt, tzatziki cucumber and yogurt, sun-dried tomato catsup. She really loves to play on these spellings here. This is ketchup, but catsup, C-A-T-S-U-P, and hot mustard sauce. All right, moving us into chapter 5, which is accompaniments and sides. Coconut chutney, walnut cranberry squash rice, Mexican squash rice. Now we're getting rice in quotations here. So let's see what we're doing for rice. Any thoughts, any guesses? What do we think it's going to be here? Let's see. She does have some photos in this book. Ooh, there's the coconut breakfast cakes. All right, I see. Smash down. You got yourself like almost like a little puck of a pancake almost. Because you know how raw food does. Trying to be something that is not sometimes, but at least she calls it a coconut cake instead of a pancake. I'm looking for this rice situation, which is going to be page 140. Ooh, tips on hydration. I love a good tip on hydration here. Okay, rice. Let's see what it is. Put small batches of cubed squash and food. Okay. So it looks like your rice is going to be, in this case, butternut squash that's been pulsed into a rice-like texture. And that looks like what it is for most of these ones with rice. Okay, I hear you, gal. Haven't seen that one, but I'm here for it. I do love a vegetables. I mean, rice is rice, first of all. But I do love adding some texture and some volume to my dishes with some veggie rice sometimes too. That's nice. So we got Thai-style cucumbers in here. Let's see what those are, shall we? She says, enjoy with pad thai noodles and almond sauce or mushroom risotto with white truffle-infused olive oil. So this Thai-style cucumbers are thinly sliced cucumbers with salt, basil, ginger, lime juice and some red chilies. That just sounds yummy on its own right there when you put those chilies in. I was like, hold up, I want some. All right, Brazil broccoli mash, cauliflower miso mash, Indian spice cashews, sweet spice pecans, Mediterranean dolmas, cashew sour cream and chives, sun-dried tomato hummus, black olive hummus. Oh, so those two are bean-free hummuses, sun-dried tomato hummus and black olive hummus. I love me some olives. I mean, that'd be like a tapenade, right? Right? Am I crazy thinking that? Pistachio pesto, rosemary guacamole. Let's check that out. Rosemary guacamole. We're doing some avocados, maybe with some fresh rosemary. Let's see. Serve with any wrap or roll from the Moresh Mains chapter or put quarter cup scoop on top of any salad. It's avocados, yellow onion, fresh rosemary, lemon juice, olive oil, and a jalapeno pepper, baby. So that's your rosemary guacamole. We got red peppercorn salsa, cashew garlic parmesan sprinkle, asparagus and cheese with cheesy sauce. Let's see what her cheesy sauce base is. So asparagus with cheesy sauce. It's garlic, salt, sunflower seeds, lemon juice, turmeric, and water. All right. You know I'm going to try it because you know I'm crazy for some cheese sauce. Now, the next one is black sesame sunflower bread. I have made this bread because you use it also, I believe, as a base for the pizzas, the raw pizzas in here, which I used to make all the time, and I loved them. And you're not making like a loaf of bread here because it's a dehydrator. So you're usually spreading it out on the dehydrator sheet, and then you're scoring it, and you're putting it in for a really long time. And then sometimes you're flipping it. If you don't have the holes in your dehydrator tray, I could be wrong on that, but I know my old one I had to, but this one, I don't think I would have to actually. Oh, cause it's usually on a sheet. Sorry, on a dehydrator sheet, like on the nonstick sheet that's on there. Anywho, so that bread is yummy. It's really yummy. It's black sesame sunflower bread. It's got flax seeds, ground flax seeds and whole flax seeds, sea salt, garlic, onion, sunflower seeds, and black sesame. And it really is yum, yum, yummy. Now I want to make some. I'm like, I can taste it in my mouth right now because that onion comes through strong, babies. Okay, but we got black sesame sunflower croutons in here, taco nut meat, and homemade black olive tapenade. There's the tapenade. I think I took this taco nut meat to one of those potlucks, actually. See, I did get on board with it all with my raw vegan pals after I had to make up for that time that I brought the mac and cheese and the cake. Listen, I brought the mac and cheese and the cake pops to that party, and guess who loved them? Everyone. Okay, so that's it. Even my friend Mike brought it up when he was here last week. He's like, I just don't know those cake pops. You make them anymore? And I was like, no, that's too time consuming. Anywho, maybe one day. All right. Chapter 6 is scrumptious cheeses and pâtés. All right, so for cheeses, ooh, she's got a whole, y'all gonna love this. She has got a roster in here. She's got an Italian pizza cheese, black pepper cheese, crushed red pepper crusted cheese patty, sun-dried tomato cheese, herb-crusted cheese patty, ricotta cheese, sunny dill cheese, Baja cheese, oregano ricotta, nacho cheese. Now listen. What is this crusted cheese patty stuff that she's squirping and a chirping about in here? Let's see. Okay, it says enjoy on top of any salad and with black sesame sunflower bread. So it's the cheese sauce with pepper flakes. So use your hands to shape half cup patties. To serve, place crushed red pepper in a bowl. Roll each patty in pepper and coat all surfaces. We'll keep in the fridge for 4 days. So I guess I can see where that'd be a little crispy, crunchy. And then she's got pâtés, a few listed in this chapter here. We got a save the tuna pâté, pâté, mother darling, save the tuna pâté, ginger almond pâté, and garden pâté. I can't tell if it's liver pâté or giblets for the cat, mother darling. Can anyone DM me and tell me what show that's from? A movie and a musical. And then another movie. I'm sure they use that line in all three of those. DM me. Slip into my DMs and let me know about it. Giblets for the cat, mother darling. All right. Chapter 7 is Moorish Mains. We got wrap and roll for the first section with an Italian herb collard wrap, Thai spring rolls with dipping sauce, save the tuna wrap, save the tuna roll, and ginger almond nori roll. Now I just want to make some sushi, y'all. I'm going to make some of these rolls real bad. I got some nori sheets. That might be what I'm doing tonight. Okay, better than pastas. Fettuccine, so this looks like all sort of veggie noodles with some sauce. So fettuccine, squash noodles, and Alfredo sauce. Angel hair squash pasta and pesto sauce. Angel hair squash noodles and sun-dried tomato marinara. Pad Thai noodles and almond sauce. And mushroom risotto with white truffle-infused olive oil. Yes, please. Now it says more main dishes that make you sing. She don't know I need main dish. I don't need main dishes to make me sing. I will sing in it. That's two more main dishes that make you sing. Baja cheese burrito with taco nut meat and red peppercorn salsa. Yum, yum, yum. All the above. Polenta with mushroom ragu. Stuffed Anaheim chilies with mole sauce. Save the salmon patties with hollandaise sauce. Sun burgers on black sesame sunflower bread with sun-dried tomato. Cats up. There we go again with that. Cats up. Let's check out and see how this mole sauce is made. So we got a stuffed Anaheim chilies with mole sauce. Mo, don't you want to mole, mole? This is on page 192. So here we go. Stuffed Anaheim chilies with mole sauce. I always loved chili rellenos, but couldn't enjoy them because they're dipped in egg and made with dairy cheese. So I was inspired to create a raw version that tastes even better. Oh, listen, everybody. Raw food is raw food. I have a friend in the raw food space who said to me once at a restaurant years ago, "Did you have the cheeseburger?" And I was like, "No," because when I'm going to eat raw food, I'm not really thinking like, ooh, I want it to taste like it's the traditional meat-laden format. Like, I'm thinking, oh, I'm going to have a raw burger. It's going to taste like seeds with some spices. I mean, I'm just being real. And I know what I'm getting into, and I don't really try to pretend it's anything else. But she was like, you have to get it. It's better. It tastes just like a real burger. Everyone says so. So I got it. Guys, I don't know. It tasted like nuts and seeds. Like, I'm just being real. Like, raw food is still raw food. I happen to think raw food is delicious, innovative, and very, very fun. So I'm not hating on it. I'm just like very cautious when someone says, it tastes just like the, you know, traditional version. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now she says you can choose to put these stuffed chilies in your dehydrator for 4 to 6 hours before serving. She says this will marinate the cheese full of the Anaheim flavor while softening the chili as if it were cooked, and it's nice to serve slightly warm on a colder day. All right. Well, the mole sauce is dried chipotle, pitted dates, carrot powder, cinnamon, olive oil, celery, tomato, sea salt, and water. Okay. And then she's got that black pepper almond cheese in here, some Anaheim chili peppers. So she must just be stuffing. Oh, no, she's stuffing it. She's got the celery and the tomato and all that. Okay, well, yummy. I mean, I was just curious. I'd probably still make a cooked version of a stuffed pepper if I'm being tried and true here. But it is interesting to know what it's made out of. Hey. A couple more in this one. She's got marinated portobello steak and Brazil broccoli mashed with mushroom gravy. And then, babies, this is my favorite. Pizza with sun-dried tomatoes, black olives, and fresh Italian herbs. I love this pizza. The thing is, I would make it, and then I would kind of get sick of it because I would make the bread, I'd have a lot of it, and then I'd have a lot of stuff to make the pizza. So I was like, I don't want this all the time. So maybe if I made it again, I would cut the recipe in half potentially, just so I wasn't making the whole thing. But I really did love having this variation of a pizza to eat. And I felt really good about myself while I was doing it. That's the thing about raw food. I felt satiated. It's very rich, I remember. It was very rich because it says sun-dried tomatoes, but like there's a marinara that's made out of sun-dried tomatoes. So it was very, very rich. But man, was it delicious. And so fun, like, to be getting into the raw food stuff and making a pizza. Like, it was just fun, right? I know there's probably so many, if you've listened this far and I'm saying raw food's fun, you're probably going, okay, sure. But it can be really, really fun. And I think these pizzas are a prime example of that. And we're moving on to decadent desserts, chapter 8. So we got dessert soups, strawberry swirl, blueberry soup with cashew cream, and fuzzy navel con cream. Now listen, she spells cream with a K too. So I'm not like in love with spelling words differently, because I see it and I'm like, what's cream with a K? But you know, I got it. I get the vibe. Plus, this was written, I don't even know what year this was written. And that was like the thing you did back then. Y'all, this was written in 2007. So nothing but respect. Let's hear it for cream with a K. Okay. Doing this in 2007. That is, again, OG. Let's hear it for Annie Fio. Let's hear it for Annie Fio. Okay. Pies and cobblers. All American apple pie. Pecan chai pie on cashew crust. Persimmon pie. Summer berry cobbler, fresh mango cobbler, fresh mission fig and pear tart, coconut cream pie with carob fudge on brownie crust, and autumn pumpkin pie. Yes, yes, and yes. Okay, so cakes are next. I might be more excited about cakes than pie. I was really excited about pie just reading it now. Oh, we just released the episode, while we're on the dessert chapter here, of raw desserts. The episode of The Art of Raw Desserts by Crystal Bonnet of Crystal Dawn Culinary. And oh my goodness, that book, full of so many beautiful photos that she's taken. Now, to me, the recipes, it's kind of like, you know, while Annie says these recipes are easy, like, you got to be kind of like in the raw food world to be like, yeah, that's easy. Because if you're not, like, if you pick up that raw desserts book and you're brand new to raw food, you might be a little overwhelmed. But the cool thing about Crystal is she's got a whole website and classes dedicated to learning more about raw food, in particular raw food desserts, but she does it all. But man, it's cool to see what you can do making raw desserts. And so shout out to Crystal Bonnet. You can find that episode. It was just a few episodes ago. The Art of Raw Desserts. Speaking of, we're talking about cakes now in Annie Fio's book, Annie's Raw Food Kitchen. We got deep forest carob cake with fudge frosting, coconut snow cake, carrot cake with cream cheese frosting. Then it says the real cheesecake. Oh, because like real foods. Get it? So I'm going to turn there now, see if she gives a little... Oh, this is where all my pages start falling out and falling apart. Let's see if I can get to the page I wanted to go to here, which was the real cheesecake. She says, I'm using agave in the cheese filling to keep it white in color. Feel free to use 3/4 cup pitted dates instead if you prefer to keep it truly raw. Just make sure to add an extra 1/2 cup of water as needed to help blend up the dates. Ooh, and then she says, top with raspberry sauce or carob sauce. Yes. So the filling is cashews, lemon juice, agave, coconut oil, vanilla bean, and water. Now I'll tell you, she calls for vanilla bean everywhere in this book. I don't always have a vanilla bean on hand, and they're very expensive. So I use a little vanilla or a little vanilla powder. I also have that. So there you go. Do what you will with that, except for come for me. Don't come for me. So that's the real cheesecake. Then we got Florida orange spice bars. Now I just left that page, but now I want to know what makes a Florida orange spice bar. My in-laws are all from Florida. Maybe I got to make these for them. She gives no introduction on this, so I don't know what makes it a Florida orange spice bar. We're going to have to ask David. He's from Florida. Not born there, but raised there. All right. Carob crunch torte. Lemon coconut bars. Yes, yes, yes. Dreaming about donut holes. I think I've made these donut holes, actually. And again, it's more like an energy bite than a donut hole because it's raw, right? I have. Here's a little post-it on here. She says, this recipe was inspired by Edie Schweitzer, a dear old friend of mine who's also an amazing living food chef. You won't be able to eat just one donut, so I recommend tripling this recipe. Donut holes will keep for over a week in your fridge. Serve with berry compote. I have made these. They're yummy. They have almonds, sea salt, vanilla bean, dried pineapple, pitted dates, shredded coconut. That dried pineapple is where it's at, babies. It gives you that ping, ping, pow of sweetness in there, plus the coconut. Yum, yum. Now she's got icy creams with a K. Respect, Dustin. Respect, Annie Fio. Hazelnut gelato. Vanilla macadamia ice cream, puckering lemon mint. Interesting. I'm very interested in that lemon mint. Fresh apricot sorbet. Then she's got some nice sauces here. Carob sauce, raspberry sauce, and berry compote. I mean, I love me some sauces. I love my sauce on ice cream. I don't like a magic hard chocolate shell on an ice cream. I'll tell you that. I don't want hard stuff on my ice cream. I want sauces that like... mix in with the ice cream a little bit as it melts, or in this case, icy creams with a K. All right, this takes us to our final chapter. It's Ganga's dandy dog food. So Ganga was her dog, or is her dog, may still be with us, but there's 3 different things in here. So she's got Ganga's favorite pate, Ganga dog treats, and black sesame sunflower biscuits. Let's check out what's in the dog treats, shall we? To wrap things up from Annie's Raw Food Kitchen. Let's see here. Pate, Ganga's dog treats. She says it's important to keep your dog's gums and teeth healthy, especially when since they're crunching down on dry kibble. These easy-to-make crunchy treats help remove plaque and freshen dog breath. Your dog may not be used to these treats at first, just like other new foods. You may need to teach him or her how to eat them by taking a bite out of one, then giving it to your pooch to try. Dogs always love what they see us eating. That is true. Very true. So it's just sweet potatoes in a dehydrator, dehydrated for 12 hours. Well, that's lovely. That's easy. Try to give my dog sweet potato treats that I bought once. I think I need to make them myself. He wasn't too into it. Maybe if I make them, he will be. So listen, that is a wrap on Annie's Raw Food Kitchen by Annie Fio. If you know where she is, please slip into my DMs and tell me. I've asked you to slip into my DMs about 10 times on this episode. So if you're listening, I really appreciate you tuning in today. If you get a chance, I would love for you to rate, review, and subscribe this podcast. You know, we're getting close to our 100th episode, and this has been the little engine that could, like many projects for me, and we sort of just keep on trucking on. We've had so many fabulous authors on here to talk about their books, and I've dug into some great sort of archived books, I think, you know, some original books from the 70s and 80s talking about raw vegan food or just vegan food. And it's been so cool. So if you get a chance, you know, I just appreciate you listening. And if you get a chance to share the love with a rate, review, or subscribe, I'd be so happy and so thankful. And listen, I'll be back next week with another episode. Until then, keep on cooking. And remember, it's nice to be nice. This has been a Muzzy Cat production.